This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. You're listening to Right Here, Right Now on your Monday night. Myself, Brian Peel, and my co-host, John Wintle. We have some very special guests on the phone, John.
Yes, we do, don't we?
Yes, and we're speaking to them all the way in Canada, in Toronto. We've got Luke Watson, police officer from Toronto. Danielle Botanou. Danielle is the LGBTI liaison officer, and we also have police officer Ryan Wilmer on the phone. Good evening, and welcome to Joy 94.9 in Australia.
Hi, Australia. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having a chat to us. Now, we need to say that on Australian Press, we came across a pretty funky photo online and we instigated it and noticed that one of your police officers, Luke Watson, had dyed his hair pink. So we investigated a little bit further and realised that he has dyed his hair pink to raise awareness for the LGBT community, a worldwide anti-bullying campaign called International Day of Pink. Now, tell us a little bit about this campaign, because I think it originated in Nova Scotia in 2007, didn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, Brian. A gay kid from a Nova Scotia high school showed up to school one day with a pink shirt. And as a result of that, some of his classmates decided to take it upon themselves and verbally and physically abuse him. In response to that, some of his other classmates stepped in, stopped that, and then the following day brought 50 pink shirts to the school and handed them out and to show their support for this individual.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is good. Have they got an aim of the actual awareness campaign? What's their aim, Danielle?
You know what? I don't know what their name is. I know different provinces throughout Canada have been recognizing Day of Pink or Pink Shirt Day, and they're on various dates throughout the year. But one of the biggest well-known ones is the one here in Ontario, and that's the International Day of Pink.
Yeah. Now, I've got to ask, it all started when you tweeted a photograph. Was it of a generic police cruiser that was painted pink? Is that what happened, Ryan? Tell us, take us through how you instigated this massive campaign.
Well, it was Luke Watson that originally posted that pink cruiser.
Yeah.
Saying it was going to be my ride for Pink Day. So after that, I posted a picture of him and his great blonde, luscious hair. And I challenged him to dye his hair pink if we got 200 retweets.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that very quickly. And then after that challenge, I challenged the Twitterverse if we got 500 retweets, he would dye his hair pink.
That's incredible.
Then, yeah, so after that, I think we got over maybe almost 800 retweets. And then after that, we set out another challenge to if we get 1,000 retweets, he'll keep his hair for a week.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so how many retweets are you sitting on at the moment?
We're at 8,650.
Wow.
58.
That's actually quite a response. That is huge to get a response. Did you actually think you'd get a response like that from the public?
No, not at all. Not at all. And I'm very happy that we did, because it just shows that there's a lot of people out there that have the same mentality as us in regards to raising awareness for this great cause.
And I have to ask, Mr. Luke Watson, I've got to ask you, when did you find out that all this had taken off? Did it take you by surprise?
Yeah, like I told Ryan, my best buddy here now. I was driving into work and he called me. He goes, "I just want you to know a local TV station is here waiting to watch you get your hair done." And I didn't really know what to say, so I was like, "What?" Ryan had explained to me, you know, about the little Twitter battle that we had online there, and in response to all the retweets that we got, that I had to dye my hair pink for the International Day of Pink. So when I arrived to work, a local TV crew was here waiting to watch me get my hair dyed.
I saw some of the photos on social media, and it looked like that between yourself and Ryan, you were having some pretty lighthearted banter on the social media, and it was quite fun. Now, you've obviously rocked up to work. You've transitioned over. You've painted your hair pink. What did your chief say when you rocked up to work with pink hair, Luke?
Oh, man, like I tell everyone, the response that the three of us have received with this has been completely overwhelming and nothing but support. It's been fantastic. It starts from the chief all the way down to our bosses here at Divisional Policing Support Unit. Everyone supports this initiative and this cause, and they're very passionate about it.
That's fantastic. Now, Danielle, as the liaison officer, what sort of stance does the police service there in Canada hold against or to victims of bullying?
Well, I can tell you that this is our third year running that we've done this initiative in partnership with the Toronto District School Board. And what that means is that 3 years ago, we actually put together our own video. It's called Together We Can Make It Better, Stop Bullying Now. And what it is 12 out service members, whether they be uniform members or civilians, telling their story of being out and being bullied at some point in their life.
Okay.
And then we furthermore, we speak to bullying prevention and speaking to the bullies in it and speaking to the victims in it. And that's why we wanted to create awareness. I mean, one of my community organizations here in Canada did a climate survey back in 2011. And the stats that came out of that were very startling for the LGBTQ youth in high schools, from verbal harassment all the way down to sexual harassment. And the stats are pretty alarming. So we put this initiative together to, you know, take a stance on it as a service. And also it shows support for our LGBTQ members within our service that are still not out. As progressive as Canada is, there's still a lot of work to be done. But like Luke said, we have huge support from the chief on down. And I can tell you that the day we walked into the gym on International Day of Pink, some of us had even dyed our shirts pink.
I noticed your chief actually had a pink jumper underneath his uniform. It looks pretty cool.
Oh, right, he does.
Yeah.
And we actually dyed our dress uniform shirts pink. And he walks up to me, he goes, "So I approved that, didn't I?" I said, "Absolutely, sir." So he was great with it. He knows it's a good cause and he knows the work has to be done and the conversation has to be said.
Yeah, it does. It's a very, very important topic and just amazing to see the reaction from the public, messages of support from even from family and friends, worldwide recognition, obviously here in Australia, Ireland, the Philippines, Syria, Nigeria, Mexico, and also the United States. Now, what's going to happen? Because I believe that it looks like you're going to have to hang on to that pink hair, Luke, for another 6 months. Is that right? Or do you have to hang on to that for an eternity?
If I was allowed to keep it for an eternity, I would keep it for an eternity. But unfortunately, we had to cap it at midnight that day, April 8th. So I think I have to keep my hair until the first week of May, and then I'll be going back to my normal hair color.
Because I've seen some photos on social media. You've got some strapping blonde looks. You've had some great looking photographs where you were working the gym in high schools with students. What was their reaction when you rocked up to school, and how did you approach the issue with them?
To be honest with you, when I walked into the gym, I wasn't sure what kind of reaction that we were going to get, because I found out that this was happening literally an hour and a half before I walked into the gym. When I got there, the kids took to me immediately. It was, like I said a number of times, it's been overwhelming. The kids came over to me and, you know, thanked me for doing what I did and helped spreading the message. A couple of gay students came over to me and they said, "Thank you so much for being an ally. Thank you so much for being, you know, a face for people to look up to and to see that allies are important and it's okay to be who you are and what you are."
Yeah, and I think especially, you know, when you're in a position of social responsibility, such as being a police officer, it's really great for you to take such a positive stand to show these kids that you actually care, because there's just such a multitude of social and personal and emotional issues that they go through at this time of their lives. And it's only just compounded by, you know, coming out, so to speak.
Yeah, I can't stress enough. I mean, I don't know that we really anticipated this going as big as it has, to be honest with you. We are happy it has. But I can honestly say, being out for 20 years, but having the support of my two colleagues running with this with me is huge. And it speaks volumes to the kids, because I always say this when I go out and speak, that people sometimes get tired of the gay thing from the gay person all the time. So it's nice to have these allies on board to have that voice for us. And I think we all need to have a voice in order for change to happen.
And I'm just thinking you could actually receive quite a significant voice. How much trouble do you think you'll be in if you receive an invitation from Ellen DeGeneres?
I don't think we'll be in trouble at all. It'll put us on a whole other level, to be honest with you. Are we prepared for that? That's a whole other story.
Well, you just never know, because things have taken off completely for you guys. And it's quite phenomenal. The response from the public, the global public, has been really embracing. And it is great to see from, well, humanity, everyone who
is
embraced
it. It's just amazing.
Now, you guys are tweeting and using hashtags all over social media. You're using Stop Bullying Now and Be a Leader, Not a Follower, which I noticed, I think, one of you guys used on your Twitter account.
Yep, that was me. That's the hashtag that I use, Stop Bullying Now.
Yep.
And hashtag Be a Leader, Not a Follower.
And hashtag Day of Pink as well. Now, you've extended that. You're going to have to sport that pink hair just for a little while longer, Luke. How are you going to cope with that?
I'm completely embracing it now. People stop and give me, thumbs up when I'm driving in the police cruiser when I'm...
Do you get anyone beeping the horn? Is anyone tooting you as you're going down the street? Or does anyone actually say anything to you when you're coming out of your car with your pink hair? It's quite extraordinary.
I get asked for pictures and little quick comments about what the hair means every single day by the general public. And that's exactly what the three of us wanted the outcome to be, is keep the conversation going and let people know what the pink hair means and the meaning behind it and the importance of Day of Pink.
Don't be fooled. He's loving the attention as well, but he's not going to say it.
Of course he is.
I can see that. The social media has completely blown up and you've embraced it. I noticed today that you headed out to a couple of schools, I think, and did a little bit of a chat there, which was fantastic. It's an inspiring story and we are quite pleased here at Joy 94.9 to help share your story with all of our listeners and also all of our followers who are online, and we'll be able to share this with the rest of the community, not just the LGBT community, but all of our allies as well. It's quite an important topic, and a thank you to Luke for standing up and representing the community. Now, guys, where can people follow your journey with your pink locks?
We have a few different things. We have our LGBTQISN Twitter account. That's for our internal support members, but we put it out to the general public, and what that is our version of a gay straight alliance for all our members.
Yeah.
I also am LGBT cop, both on Twitter and Facebook.
Fantastic. Well done, Danielle and Luke and Ryan. Fantastic stuff for the community. Thank you so much for your time, for speaking to us here at Joy 94.9.
Maybe we'll have to send you out a couple of t-shirts at some point for you guys.
Absolutely. We would love them. And we'll take some pictures and send them over to you to share as well. It would be fantastic. Perfect. Your support's great.
Bring it to them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Come there and bring it to you.
Thank you so much for your time, and I'm sure we'll see a lot more supporting in the community as well. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Brian and John.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.